using person I just cut up every now and then. It's a parody, a social parody on those that really think like that. I'm actually a very gentle, giving man. Yes, 28 before rain. Of course, you know, I guess if I could, if I wanted to lead a hedonistic life of using, I suppose I could. You know, this business lends itself to easy conquest. Yeah, there's something about a man in close proximity with a Sennheiser that has a certain aphrodisiac quality about it. But, no, I don't take advantage of it. I wouldn't. I've always had professions that kind of attracted the ladies. I remember when I was in the medical profession, I had ladies that wanted to marry a doctor. Yes, I was a doctor. I was a surgeon, and the best there was. Every day I'd walk into the OR, throw my arms skyward, and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" And there were so many women who wanted to marry a doctor. I'll never forget Shirley Kupferberg. Lord knows she wanted me desperately. I tried to busy myself with medical research. In between my orthopedic surgery, I didn't really have a whole lot of time for dalliances and not really being a family-minded man. I never gave it much thought, nor did I miss it, until there was Shirley Kupferberg. Well, she was always doing nice things for me. She'd rub the back of my neck after an unusually complex operation. She was always there in the doctor's lounge with the Camel ready. And one night, we had some emergency surgery, and I was kind of dreading the prospect of going back to my cold water flat and warming up a chicken pot pie when Shirley caught me at my most vulnerable. She said, "Doctor, why don't you come over to my place? I have a pot roast with mashed potatoes and gravy, a cold bottle of Mouton Cadet. Kick off your shoes a while. I have HBO. We could watch a movie. Start a fire." And I thought, well, oh, that sounds nice. So like a fool, like a fly, I was led to the spider's web. We got there and the dinner was great and I laid back and with a glass of brandy and a Camel, we started watching TV. She rubbed my feet. She said, "You know, it'd be great, a hot bath right now." "Hey, let me," I said, "but I don't know, I really should be running along." She said, "No, come on, you got time for a bath." And she scampered upstairs and ran the tub. I went up there and soaked my tuchus. She said, "Mind if I come in?" I said, "Well, I guess not." And she came in and started washing my back. And she had a terry cloth robe waiting for me. And she wooed me to the posturepedic with the promise of a massage, and I was lost. I was lost! One kiss. And the next thing I knew, she was mine. The next morning, she's on the phone with her mother saying, "Yeah, Ma, hi, yeah, Dr. Griesman, Alicia here, talk to my mother." I said, "Hi there, Mrs. Kupferberg." She said, "Oh, don't call me Mrs. Kupferberg, just call me Mom." She said, "Are you liking springtime ceremonies?" I said, "Springtime ceremonies for what?" She said, "For what?" "Your marriage!" "I said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a call back, Mrs. Kupferberg, okay?" I said, Shirley, what we had was very beautiful, and, you know, we shared a very, it was a wonderful night. You are a heck of a cook, you know that? You're going to make some guy a great husband, and let's face it, you are quite the romanticist, too. But I got to run," and I reached for my watch and my rings off the end table. I said, "I got to be running along. Let me see here. These are my shoes." Yeah, she said, oh, so that's how it is. "Yeah, just like all the rest. Another using creep. Yeah, come over. You eat my food. You take me. What? Now that's it. Thanks for the ride. I had a nice time." I said, "Now, Shirley, come on. Let's not ruin what we had. What we had was very beautiful." She said, "Don't give me that what we had crap. I've heard it from every Tom, Dick, and Harry that's been through here. It's great the night before, and now it's what we had, and I'll never forget it. You'll always be my friend and all of that stuff, and I heard it before. I'm thinking, get me out of here." So I patted the back of her head and went down the steps. I got to the street, and there she was, standing there on the ledge, 8 stories above the ground. I'm thinking, my God! Police were summoned, and neighbors, it was a spectacle there. I'm standing there looking up thinking, oh, no. One of the policemen recognized me from one of his emergency runs to the emergency room. He said, hey, Dr. Grismanelli, don't you and her work in the same hospital? Maybe you could go up there and talk to her. I'm thinking, oh, God. So back up I go. She won't let the cops near, but she lets me near. I stick my head out the window. I said, what are you doing? Shirley, she said, oh, God, what's the use? Why go on? If it's not you, it's going to be some other creep. Why have just a procession of creeps? Why did I just end it? I said, Shirley, for crying out loud, will you come back in here? She said, all right. All right, hotshot, I'll come back in here. But maybe everybody at Blauman General would like to know just kind of a using creep you are. Remember that clause in your contract about moral turpitude? Remember that? Well, why would they think, Dr. Grismanelli having a cheap, tawdry affair with Shirley Kupferberg in accounting, and then just leaving the next day and heading back to work? You know what they think about fraternization at Blauman General? You know what they think about moral turpitude? Well, let me tell you something. You have violated every letter of your contract. You are history at Blauman General. Sure, I'll come back in. Sure. I thought to myself, oh, geez, no. I said, all right, you come back in. I may lose my job, but at least I have my self-respect. I'm not some sleazebag that tries to latch onto anybody with a medical degree to take him home and feed him pot roast in the hopes of finding a husband, because that's the only way you'll find a husband, through trickery and deceit. Because let me tell you something, you're nothing. You were exercise last night. You were in a relationship. You were exercise. And with that, she leapt right off the ledge. And I leaned out and looked at her splayed across the dipsy dupster. Everybody was looking up. I said, I'm sorry, officers. I did the best I could.
Doing business is a